Left off in Siman Tav Vav, we had the halacha that somebody went out with chum shleila das without realizing it, or it's anis or a shegig. So even though he only has dal amos from over there, however, if he's hutzach in the kavav, he needs the basic kise, so he's allowed to walk to a safe, comfortable private place, and by doing that, he ends up back as original chum. Then he gets back as original 2,000 amos. The mechaber says he left the chum with das, even if it was not shleila kavana, rather was the das, it was amazing, it was wrongfully left the chum. Even if he makes his way back in the original Tchum because of this Heter with Kavla Brias, still he does not get back his entire Tchum. Just like anybody who's Yatz Ladas and comes back Shleil Ladas, the Ones or Shegig, does not get back to Tchum. Mishnah Berurah says, unless they came back to the original city, possibly as the Mukhav Chayma, we had previously from the Mal, possibly not. So then they get back to the original city. The Mechaber also brings a Machlekas, whether this Heter of Kavla Brias to go to a safe private place and possibly get back to the original Tchum that way, is even if someone needs to go to the bathroom for Katanim, or it's only for Gedolim, the Mishnah Berurah says, once you go like the Machmirim, that only for Gedolim, Katanim is not the same Shalav Kavla Brias. Sim Tav Zayin, who's allowed to go out of the Tchum? The Mechaber says someone out of the Tchum with a Shus, for example, a midwife, or we'd say nowadays it'd be a doula, who's helping a lady give birth. So once she takes care of what she has to do to help out, so she has new 2,000 amos from the place that she is now. And in fact, if the place where she helped the lady give birth is in the ear, she has that whole ear plus 2,000 amos. She's the same as the people who are local over there. Once the mitzvah is over, so then she restarts a new Tchum Shabbos from that place. And the verse says, if those 2,000 amos that we give her now overlap, the move, they overlap with the original 2,000 amos, then she can go back to the original house. Because I've lost Tchumen, they connect. She gets 4,000 amos, she can go back home. And she gets back her original Tchum. Siv Meis, the Chabbos got somewhere now with Tchum of the Roshos, and he was traveling on the way to Tam. Oh, the mitzvah is already done. He's not needed anymore. Let's say someone's going out for Kiddush HaChadosh. Let's say Edis for Kiddush HaChadosh or something to that effect. Now they told him that he's not needed. So, Kuch Nevesh, they told him that people are saved. He's not needed to save lives. That's all call. And turns out the whole call is canceled. So, from the place where he's told that the mitzvah is finished and he no longer goes forward anymore, so from that place, it's 2,000 amos in every direction. And if those 2,000 amos overlap with the original 2,000 amos, then he gets back his original 2,000 amos. Because if I've lost Tchum, it overlaps, gets the whole 4,000 amos back to his original place. And he gets the original Tchum Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that this person who has have lost Tchumen gets 4,000 amos, gets back to his original place. Once he got back to his original place, the original Tchum, so then he no longer has new 2,000 amos. New 2,000 amos was to help him out, either give him a new 2,000 amos or to get him back to his original 2,000 amos. Once he got back to his original 2,000 amos, he doesn't have those new extra 2,000 amos anymore. He's just like he was when he started those Shabbos. So if Gimel, the Mechaber says, somebody who goes to save Yiddish lives from Goyim, or he's trying to save people from Manar, from River that overflowed, or from Apollos, from this earthquake, or something like that. He has 2,000 amos in all directions in a place where he does not tzalas nefashos. He says if it's a case where the goyim have a stronger hand and he's afraid to stop within 2,000 amos, he wants to go all the way back home. Shmur explains even if they won this battle, but over a war, the goyim is still stronger. So he's allowed to go back to his original place on Shabbos. The Chab also says that he can bring his weapon with him, they can bring the weapons back with him. And Shmur says that's even the case with the yidden of the upper hand over a war. And therefore, he cannot go all the way home, he can only go 2,000 amos. Still, they can bring the weapons with them because if they have to give up their weapons, then the goyim might attack and chase after them. Again, like the Vur and the Gemara. So therefore, they can always bring back the weapons. The question is how far they can go. If they didn't have the upper hand of the overall war, they can only go up 2,000 amos from the place where they fought the battle. The Goyim have the upper hand of the overall war, then they can go back to the original place, back home, to the original safe city where they started, before they went out to help their fellow brethren. In either case, they can take the design, they can take the weapons back with them to whatever the place that they are going.